Okay, today will be actually the last sermon on the series on our Bible.
زنجیره‌ای در مورد کتاب مقدسه.
And I know these are a little bit more complex sermons.
میدونم که این موعظه ها یه مقدار سنگینه.
Try to get out from it whatever you can get out from it.
امیدوارم هر چیزی که میتونید ازش برداشت کنید.
These sermons are probably more important than you realize.
اما این موعظه خیلی مهمتر از اون چیزی که شما فکر
می‌کنید. We really need to know why we believe.
ما باید بدونیم چرا ایمان داریم.
Yeah, that we have the word of God.
که کلام خداوند در دستای ماست.
Yeah, because this is where we base all our beliefs and practices on.
تمام اعتقادات و ایمانمون رو روی کلام بنا می‌کنیم.
Yeah, we often get questions about it.
اکثر وقتا این سوال از ما می‌پرسن در مورد کلام.
We need to be able to answer those questions.
ما باید بتونیم به اون سوالای مردم جواب بدیم.
And definitely not be shaken because we don't know the answer.
ولی نلرزیم چون جواب رو نداریم.
My goal is that at the end of today, hopefully after three sermons,
آخر امروز بعد از سه تا موعظه,
that you're confident,
شما با شجاعت,
that you can have the word of God in your hands today and read it for yourself.
میتونید بگین که کلام خداوند در دستای شماست و شما مطالعه میکنید.
Now read 1 Peter,
اول پتروس,
chapter 1, verse 23.
فصل 1 آیه 23 رو بخونید.
Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever.
از آن رو که تولد تازه یافتی، نه از تخم کانی، بلکه از فناناپذیر، یعنی به کلام خدا که زنده و تا ابد باقیه.
We have the incorruptible word of God.
کلام فناناپذیر خداوند رو داریم.
Yeah, which liveth and abideth forever.
بوده زندگی میکنه و تا ابد باقی خواهد.
But look for at this from different angles.
از زاویه‌های مختلف به این موضوع نگاه کردیم.
I started out with the reason why I believe this is the word of God. The primary reason.
کردم که دلیل اصلی که من ایمان دارم این کلام خداست.
Of what it says. Of the words itself.
حرفیست که زده شده به عنوان کلام.
The words in the Bible have power.
کلام خداوند قدرت داره.
Yeah, when you start reading them, there's a ring to them.
وقتی کلام خداوند رو میخونی یه صدایی درونش هست.
Yeah, these are the words that I heard and I believed and got saved.
اونها کلامی هستند که من شنیدم، ایمان آوردم و نجات پیدا کردم.
And of course, after that, yeah, the spirit that lives in me, the spirit lives in you. Testifies to our spirit that it is the word of God.
روح خودمون که این کلام کلام خداست.
The Bible says, "My sheep hear my voice."
کلام خداوند میگه گوسفندان من صدای من رو
میشنوند. We can recognize it.
میتونیم صدای خداوند رو بشناسیم و غیر خدا رو تشخیص بدیم.
Then we started looking at what the Bible actually says about itself.
نگاه میکنیم ببینیم که خود کتاب مقدس در مورد خود خودش چه چیزی.
Now we saw that it claims to be the word of God.
کلام خداوند اعلام میکنه درون خودش کلام
Yeah, holy men of God
مردم قدوس
spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
وقتی با روح خداوند لمس شدن و دمیده شدن.
Yeah, the Bible doesn't contain the word of God.
فقط کلام خدا رو درونش نداره.
The Bible is the word of God.
کلام خداوند کلام خود خداست.
And it also means that it is without error.
بدون عیب و اراده.
Because God gave it to us and God cannot lie.
خداوند به ما داده و خداوند نمیتونه دروغ بگه.
He is the truth.
خداوند خدای حقیقی است.
And God has promised in his word.
خداوند قول داده در کلامش.
That he also would preserve it.
که کلامش رو نگه داره.
Yeah. Not for just one generation, but for every generation coming after that, from the time it was revealed. Yeah, not hidden for hundreds and thousands of years, but available to every generation. Yeah, let's read Isaiah 59:21 again. Yeah. As for me, this is my covenant with them, said the Lord, my spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, said the Lord, from henceforth and forever.
باز خداوند میگوید و اما این است عهد من با ایشان روح من که بر تو است و سخنان من که در دهانت نهادم هرگز از دهان تو از دهان فرزندانت و از دهان فرزندان فرزندانت دور نخواهد شد تا حال تا ابد الآباد این است فرمانده خداوند
آمین. Yeah. Whose words did Isaiah speak? God's words. God put the words in the mouth of Isaiah to speak. Yeah. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth. And then it says, those words that were in your mouth
will
be in the mouth of the of your seed of every generation to come.
Now,
if it's in your mouth, if you're speaking it, yeah, for every generation,
yeah,
it means you're having it. Yeah, till today and forever. God is the one who preserves his word.
It's
a covenant that he made.
Yeah,
he preserves it for every generation. Now, we also looked that God is not a God of one language. Yeah, first of all, the Bible is given in three languages. Hebrew, Greek, and Aramaic. We saw these things could be translated to one another. And we also saw the word of God being translated in other languages. Now, all these things are eternal evidences. Yeah, we believe these things by faith. And then last week we looked at external proofs that this is the word of God.
Yeah,
looking at the Bible, yeah, as an just a piece of literature. Yeah, that's not why we believe it is the word of God.
But
it confirms what we believe. And what I showed you was that the Bible is a collection of reliable, ancient, and historical documents.
کتاب‌ها و کتابچه‌های قدیمی و قابل اعتماد تاریخی است که دور هم جمع شده.
Yeah, written down by eyewitnesses.
نوشته شده به دست شاهدان عینی، شاهدانی که خودشون با چشم خودشون دیدن.
Declaring the works of God in this world.
کار خداوند رو بر روی زمین و کاری که اینجا انجام میده.
The Bible is reliable according to secular standards.
از لحاظ جسمانی دنیوی.
In regards to ancient documents. In fact, there is no other document that even comes close to the Bible. The Bible is reliable historically. It means it actually lines up with the history that we know happened. In fact, every time critics try to disprove the Bible, later through new discoveries, the Bible is proven right every single time. History is catching up with the Bible.
Now,
the Bible is reliable because it's given through eyewitnesses. People who had seen the resurrected Christ. People who had seen the miracles Jesus did. And eyewitnesses are specifically reliable when there are many. And when they started witnessing shortly after the events. And that's exactly what happens with the early Christians, the apostles, the eyewitnesses. Having thousands of followers from the very beginning,
Bukko
just go talk to the eyewitnesses.
Yeah,
we don't believe some kind of fable. No, we actually know what happened. Yeah, also from a secular point of view. And of course, what they wrote down was about the works of God in this world. Yeah, it wasn't just a war that was documented. No, it was about what God has been doing in this world.
And of course,
where the most important message, of course, about Jesus Christ
is
death, burial, and resurrection. The message of salvation through him. Now, again, we don't believe the Bible because we have these eternal proofs. It just strengthens us what we believe already by faith.
Now,
today I want to look at different Bible versions. Because this is a question that a lot of people have, a lot of Christians have. I've had this question, which Bible is the best Bible? Which translation should I use?
Now,
in the first sermon on this, I already gave you the short answer on this. But today I want to go deeper into that. Now, the choice we need to make is not between hundreds of different Bibles. The actual choice is only between two. Yeah, if you can figure out which one of those two is right,
we have
the answer. Now, you may say, but there are already more than two Farsi translations. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
there are literally hundreds of English translations. How is this a choice between two? Now, that's because we have hundreds of translations, but they are translated from only two Bibles. Now, I mainly will focus on the Greek text today, just for the sake of time. Yeah, that's also where most of issues are. And I just want to show you which of those two Bibles is right. And then it becomes very easy to figure out what Bible we need to use.
Now,
what two Bibles am I talking about? Now, first, we have what is called the majority text.
یکی از کلامی که داریم میگن که کلام تعداد زیاده.
Or it's also called the received text.
یا کلامی است که دریافت شده.
And of course we're talking about in Greek documents.
در مورد اون کتاب مقدس عتیقه یونانی قدیمی‌ترین نسخه‌مون داریم.
It's a text that is based on the majority of the 6,000 manuscripts that are available today.
یک ترجمه کتابی است که از هم جمع شده بیش از 6,000 نسخه با هم مقایسه شده و 6,000 تا اصل پیدا شده و اونها دور هم جمع شده.
It's the same text that my King James Bible was translated from 400 years ago.
Yeah,
it's the same text as your TBS New Testament is translated from. Yeah? And this is the text that has been passed on from generation to generation. Just as God had promised he would do. And then we have a second text, a second Bible. Also it's called the minority text. Because it's based on only a few manuscripts.
چند تا کتاب پیدا شده چند تا نسخه پیدا manuscripts شده نزیاد
that contradict even each other 3,000 times
اون تعداد کم
3,000 times
3,000
yeah.
بار
3,000 places
متفاوت درونش از هم زد و نقیز داره متفاوت
yeah. This was put together
تعدادشون هم با هم موافق نیست
yeah, this was put together in the 19th century
در قرن 19 هم این کتاب دوران
جمع شده by two men named Westcott and Hort
Westcott و Hort اینا رو جمع میکنه
today this has been evolved to the Nestle Allen text, also two other guys, which currently is at version 28.
And on همون اصل یونانیش مدل 28 شده.
And that's because it's in changing document. That's because
هی داره عوض میشه.
It's in changing document.
انتشارش پیدا کرده.
It's updated all the time based on new ideas.
عوض میشه به خاطر اعتقادات جدید.
Or new findings of some ancient document somewhere.
یه چیز قدیمی که پیدا میکنن و اضافه میکنن بهش.
Now, this document, this Bible,
این کتاب مقدس یا این کتاب تاریخی که در دست منه یا در حقیقت کتاب مقدس
has been used to translate almost all new translations from.
اکثر ترجمه های جدید
Yeah, so the actual choice we need to make is between these two.
انتخابی که ما دو تا باید انجام بدیم بین این دو تا اصل نه ترجمه هامون نه زبانمون.
Yeah, that's the answer we want to have.
جوابی است که من و شما باید بهش برسیم.
You already have the answer with just looking at the description I just gave.
جوابو فکر میکنم خودتون با اون توضیحی که من دادم دارین که کدومش هست.
Yeah, because if God promised to preserve his word for every generation, then the Bible cannot be changing from generation to generation.
پس نسل دیگه قابل انتشار عوض شدن نداره. کلام خدا همیشه بوده و هست.
Yeah, somehow that we finally get to God's word.
یه چیز جدید پیدا کنیم کلام خدا الان برامون منتشر شده پیدا.
If we need to find documents,
اگر قراره باید بگردیم جستجو کنیم کتاب‌های عتیقه و قدیمی
After
پیدا کنیم.
Hundreds or thousands of years in
بعد
a cave,
از هزاران سال و هزاران سال توی یه قاری پیداش کنیم.
Or some ways back at
یا توی سطلاش که یه جای دفن شده.
Yeah, so we can finally have God's word.
بگیم کلام خدا به دستمون رسیده.
It means it wasn't preserved.
یعنی که خدا نگارش نداشته.
Well, the Bible for every generation.
خداوند در همه نسل‌ها.
The Bible says it is preserved for every generation.
شده برای همه نسل‌ها برای ما.
What I want to show you.
اما چیزی که میخوام امروز بهتون نشون بدم.
Yeah. It's the differences between those two Bibles.
این دو تا کتاب مقدس با هم دیگه رو.
Yeah. So you can have an idea.
که بدونین که چرا.
Yeah. Why.
چرا.
One is wrong and one the other is right.
و یکیش درست.
Yeah. Also from its contents.
از موضوعات و تغییراتش ببینیم کدوم درسته کدوم غلطه.
Yeah, I will use of course English and Farsi translations.
از انگلیسی و فارسی استفاده میکنم.
But remember we are comparing two Bibles.
یادتون باشه که دو تا کتابی که دارم استفاده میکنم از اصل دو تاشون دارم استفاده میکنم.
Of course I understand.
یکیش از قدیمی تره ترجمه شده، یکیش از جدیدی تره ترجمه شده.
That different translator translate things sometimes differently.
میدونم که دو تا مترجم ممکنه یه حقی یه چیزی رو به یه جمله دیگه و به یه لفظ دیگه بگن.
Of course, if people want to make money off these things, they need to cannot say the same thing as others.
میخواد از بومانی ترجمه جدید استفاده کنه، نمیتونه کپی کنه، مجبوره کلام جدید تر
رو تلاش کنه. The modern Bible, the modern translations will agree with each other.
اما اکثر ترجمه های قرن جدید با هم موافقه.
And largely the older Bibles will agree with each other.
های کتاب مقدس هم اکثرا با هم موافقه.
That's because they're from different texts.
چون همشون از Now, اصل و بنای جدیدی از
I will use the NMV
من از ترجمه 1009 استفاده می‌کنم.
As an example of a modern translation.
به عنوان ترجمه جدید قرن جدید.
Yeah, this is the, probably the most popular currently popular translation among Farsi speakers.
یکی از ترجمه‌های معروف و قابل استفاده برای ایرانی‌ها. And I will use
the ESV
و از کلمه
and the NIV
و از ESV و NIV
from the English translations again mainly because they are the most popular versions out there today.
یکی از دو تا ترجمه ای که خیلی ازش استفاده میشه.
Yeah, so basically it's the King James version.
در حقیقت King James یا
the TBS on the Farsi side.
زبان فارسی.
Yeah. Against the NIV, ESV,
NIV, ESV,
and the NMV in Farsi on the other side. Yeah. So let's look at some verses. Go to Matthew 7. Matthew 7 and read verses 13 to 14.
متا 7 آیه 13 yeah. و 14
and actually I don't believe there's a differences here but there's a reason I also want to address this. Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth into life, and few there be that find it.
از در تنگ داخل شوید، زیرا فراخ است آن در و وسیع از آن طریقی که منتها به هلاکت است و آنانی که بدان داخل می شوند بسیارند زیرا تنگ است آن در و دشوار است آن طریقی که منتها به حیات است و یابندگان آن کم.
Yeah, so Jonas reads from the TBS.
Alan, Jonas has ترجمه TBS خوند.
Cameron, could you read from the other one?
He doesn't have.
Yeah,
he would read it.
No, no,
he
no.
Would read it.
No, I want another voice for
yes,
the.
Yes, صدای دیگه میخوام که از.
For the NMV. Who's going to read NMV?
کی میتونه از این ترجمه بخونه؟
Yeah.
7, 13 و 14.
Okay, don't read it yet.
هنوز نخونه.
Yeah. So Jesus is speaking here. About people who go to heaven and go to hell.
عیسی مسیح در مورد کسایی صحبت میکنه که به بهشت میرن و به جهنم.
Yeah, there's a way that leads to destruction and a way that leads to life.
راهی که به حیات میرسه.
Yeah, the way to life is narrow.
راه رسیدن به حقیقت.
And there are few that find it.
و خیلی کم کسایی هستن که پیداش میکنن.
Of course, we know this is true.
ما میدونیم این حقیقته. همه میدونیم.
When you go soul winning.
وقتی میریم برای بشارت.
Yeah, you get very excited if you find another Christian.
یه مسیحی دیگه پیدا میکنیم خیلی شوق زده میشیم.
Because that's a fairly rare occurrence.
چون
in the park.
خیلی کم پیش میاد این اتفاق کسی رو پیدا کنه که کم
most people in this world are heading
to hell. اعتقاد ندارن خیلی کم پیش میاد ایمان داره پیدا
کنه
خیلی کمن
that find a narrow way to go to heaven.
که راه باریکی به سمت خداوند رو پیدا میکنه.
That's what the Bible says.
کتاب مقدس همینو بهمون میگه.
Now what do most modern day Bible translations say?
اکثر ترجمه های مدرن دنیوی
Now I believe the NMV has this right.
NMV اینو حقیقت بهمون گفته.
Yeah, but let me read the English version.
بذار این ترجمه انگلیسیشو براتون بخونم.
And I just want to point out the difference. Yeah. Verse 14 is the main difference, yeah? For the gate is narrow.
آیه 14 دو تا اختلاف وجود داره بین دو تا ترجمه.
And the way is hard.
Which one are you
want
to read it?
Matthew 7, verse 14.
Which for, best other
unit? No, I think it's also right at NMV. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life and those who find it are few.
Are you sure that?
Yeah, I don't think it says hard there, but...
It says hard,
actually. It's hard.
Yeah, does it say hard?
Yeah.
Yes. Hard and hard.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Now I didn't know for sure if because I can't read the Farsi and the pen is not just telling me. Yeah.
سخت بودن رو استفاده میکنه. کلمه سخت رو ازش استفاده
میکنه. And you'll and in most modern Bible translation.
اکثر وقتی ترجمه که نگاه میکنی.
Yeah, this is the rendering. Hard.
سخت.
Yeah. The difference is.
تفاوتش چیه؟
In the Bible it says it is.
کتاب مقدس.
Narrow. Yeah. Here it says it is hard.
تنگه.
It's difficult.
Yep. تنگ و سخت فرق میکنه.
Yeah, so
دوتاشو با هم گفته. Why so, and how?
آره، دوتاشو گفته.
So one is communicating.
Both of them here in Farsi.
Both together.
Hard and narrow.
Hand hard and narrow.
Yeah, I know because it says it twice.
Yeah.
The other ones all said it twice. Straight. The English says straight and narrow, meaning the same thing.
ولی ترجمه شده تنگ و سخت.
Yeah, but the problem is the hard part.
قسمت سخته.
Yeah, so. The actual Bible says few people go to heaven, most people going to hell. Now, the false modern Bible say that the way to heaven is hard. Now, is going to heaven hard?
No.
How does somebody get saved?
By believing. Yeah.
Now, Paul was asked in Acts 16:30-31
by
the jailer, what must I do to be saved? What was the answer? Oh, Mr. Jailer, that's going to be really hard. That's going to be really difficult.
No,
the answer was, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved.
ایمان بیار به عیسی مسیح و تو نجات پیدا خواهی کرد.
Getting saved is easy.
نجات پیدا کردن راحته.
Because Jesus did the hard part.
چون کار سخت عیسی مسیح انجام داد.
He paid the price for us.
عیسی مسیح مجازات گناهان همه ما
رو پرداخت کرده.
فقط باید اعتماد کنیم به کار سخت که عیسی انجام داده. فقط ایمان بیارید.
Yeah, these modern Bible translations
teach that salvation is hard.
Yeah, that there's work involved. That you need to repent of your sins.
Yeah,
come to the confessional booth. Yeah, you got to give the money. Oh, you must quit drinking before you can get saved. You have to do the good works. Now, if you had to do those things, that would be hard.
این همه این کارها رو انجام بدی بله سخت.
Yeah, quitting to sin to get saved is hard, it's difficult.
کشیدن از گناه که بتونی نجات پیدا کنی غیر ممکن.
But that's not what the Bible says.
اما کتاب مقدس هیچ وقت حرف نمیزنه. بلکه کتاب مقدس میگه فقط ایمان بیار.
Go to Matthew 18 verse 3.
متی 18 آیه 3.
Matthew 18 verse 3. And said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
و گفت هر آینه به شما میگویم با بازگشت نکنید و مثل طفل کوچک نشوید هرگز داخل ملکوت آسمان نخواهید.
Jesus says, in order to get safe, you need to humble yourself as a little child. Salvation is easy, that easy that a little child can get saved. Why? Because all you have to do is believe. It's not hard. Now, go to Mark 10. Mark 10, 24. Mark 10, 24. And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said unto them, Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God?
چون شاگردانش از سخنان او در حیرت افتادند، اما عیسی پاسخ داده به دیشان گفت، ای فرزندان، چه دشوار است برای آنانی که به ثروت توکل دارند به ملکوت خدا داخل شوند.
Yeah, so what does the Bible say here? Is it hard for those who are rich to get saved?
آیا سخت برای اونایی که ثروتمندن نجات پیدا کنن؟
Answer yes, because rich people are very prideful.
چون کسی که ثروت داره معمولا غرورم داره.
They think they don't need God.
فکر میکنه به خداوند احتیاجی نداره.
They're trusting in their own ability.
اعتماد میکنه به قدرت و قوت خودش.
Now listen to what the NIV says.
And
you read from the NIV. This is the NIV. Mark 10, 24. The disciples were amazed at his words, but Jesus said again, Children, how hard is it to enter the kingdom of God?
شاگردان از سخنان او در شگفت شدند، اما عیسی بار دیگر به آنها گفت، ای فرزندان، راه یافتن به پادشاهی خدا چه دشوار است.
Okay, what part has been missing now?
چه اشکالی پیدا کردیم اینجا؟
The specification is gone. But it now says that it is in general hard to get saved. Was getting saved hard? No, we just looked at it.
But believe it.
It's a gift. Yeah? Not of works. Yeah? So the NMV opens now the argument.
حالا این ترجمه جدید برای ما یه بحثی رو ایجاد میکنه.
That's about works.
آیا عمل ما لازمه برای نجات؟
To earn yourself a place into heaven.
در صورتی که این ترجمه ایجاد.
And that is a damnable heresy.
در حقیقت کفر بزرگی که عمل نجات.
Yeah, by grace are you saved through
faith. کلام خداوند میگه از طریق فیض و طریق ایمان نجات پیدا کردی. و دست هیچ کسی نیست که بخواد نجات پیدا کنه.
It's the gift of God. It's not of works, it's the gift of God.
That's what anyone should boast. هیچ کسی به خودش مغرور نشه.
Yeah, you see, there's differences. They're not the same. They're comparing two Bibles. Go to John 3:36. John 3:36. He that believeth on the Son that had everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. So we're going to read from the Bible. John 3:36.
آن که به پسر ایمان آورده باشد حیات جاودانی دارد و آن که به پسر ایمان نیاورد حیات را نخواهد دید بلکه خشم خدا بر او می‌ماند.
Now, does it make sense?
آیا منطقی نیست؟
Yes, yes. If you believe, you have everlasting life. And if you do the opposite, if you do not believe, it says you don't have everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life. This makes logical sense. Now, I'm going to read this verse from the ESV. And Beth is going to read it from the NMV. And again, of course, what the ESV says, it will be the same in most modern Bible translations.
Because
this is what this Greek Bible actually says, where it's translated from. It says in John 3:36, whosoever believes in the Son has eternal life. I only read part of it. Only the first part. Yeah? Right now, we're still doing good. Yeah?
I mean,
it's pretty similar to what the King James says and what the TBS says.
TBS and King James
now, not the second part.
قسمت دومش دقت کنید.
Whosoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him.
اما آن که از پسر اطاعت نمی‌کند حیات را نخواهد
دید. Now, do these translations say the same thing?
آیا این دو تا جمله حرفو میزنه؟
No, they don't. One says correctly, if you believe, you're saved. If you don't believe, you're not saved.
نجات پیدا کنی، نجات پیدا کردی. ایمان نیاری، نجات پیدا نکردی. منطقی درسته.
The second one says.
دومی میگه.
If you believe, you're
saved. اگر ایمان بیاری، نجات پیدا کردی.
But if you don't obey,
you're going to hell. به جهنم میری.
Now, why is that? Why does it say that?
Now, well,
a false teacher can go to this verse and say, hey, you need to obey the commandments to go to heaven. And that's works-based religion. That's not Bible.
Yeah.
These are not small problems. These are serious issues. Go to 1 Corinthians 1:18.
1
Corinthians 1:18.
اول قرنتیان فصل 1 آیه 18.
For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God.
1483.
زیرا پیام صلیب برای آنان که هلاک میشوند حماقت است، اما نزد ما که نجات یافتیم قدرت خدا.
Yeah. Isn't that true?
واقعیت نیست.
The unsaved hear the preaching of the cross.
شما پیام انجیل رو شنیدین.
And they think it's foolishness.
فکر میکنن احمقانه.
But of course, to those who are saved.
اما اونایی که نجات دارن.
Yeah, it's the power of God.
قدرتی است از خداوند.
Yeah, we that are saved, we have the Holy Spirit.
ما که نجات پیدا کردیم.
We understand spiritual things.
حقیقت yeah, the Holy Spirit leads into all truth.
This is crystal clear.
Now,
let's look what the New International Version says.
And
you read from the NMV.
Yeah.
Are you reading first? Yeah, I'm reading first. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. So what's the difference? It says, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. The Bible said, but unto us which are saved. That's not the same thing.
Yeah.
Our Bible says, it's a done deal. You are saved. But modern day Bibles make it into a process.
You're being saved.
And that's wrong. You're either saved or you're not saved. It's black or white. Yeah, you either are a believer or you're not a believer. Yeah, you're either born again or you're not born again. Yeah, when you got born physically,
yeah,
there was a moment that you were born. Yeah, I understand that labor takes a couple hours, but there's a moment that a baby comes out and says, oh, this baby is born. Yeah, you're not born over a period of 60 years. You're born in a moment.
Yeah.
The Bible uses the analogy, being born again.
Yeah.
You're not born again over 60 years. You're born again spiritually at a moment. And then you are born for the rest of your life. Yeah, the modern day Bibles make it into a process.
Why?
Because they add works to it.
It's hard. And it's
heresy. Now, here's what sometimes people say. And they look at all these different translations out there. And they say, all these translations, they agree with each other. And it's only these few, it's only the King James, it's only the TBS, that are saying something else. Surely the majority has it right. Remember, we're not comparing hundreds of translations.
صدها ترجمه
We're comparing two Bibles.
دو تا کتاب مقدس رو داریم با هم مقایسه
می‌کنیم. One being the received text.
یکی که قدیمی ترینه.
The other, the Westcott Hart.
و دومی در قرن 19 تازه پیدا شده.
Also realize that if you would go back thousands of years ago,
اگه برگردیم به هزاران سال پیش,
virtually all Bibles would agree.
همه کتاب مقدسای هزار سال پیش هر زمانی بود موافق بود.
Because virtually everything was only translated from this received text.
از اون ترجمه که دست همشون بوده ترجمه می‌شد.
It's only the last 150 years that we've seen this explosion.
که این برگه‌ها پیدا شده. این ترجمه‌های متفاوت داره تو دنیا میاد.
Yeah, where the main manuscripts even contradict themselves.
که حتی اصل کلام هم ضد هم دیگه است.
Now let's go further and look at some more things. Have you ever got a question about the Trinity? God being three in one. Let me give you the answer.
Here's
a nice verse to go to.
1
John
5,
7 and 8. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one.
1
John 5, 7 and 8.
زیرا در آسمان سه هستند که شهادت می دهند. پدر، کلمه و روح القدس. و این هر سه یک هستند و سه هستند که در زمین شهادت می دهند. روح و آب و خون. و این سه در یک توافق دارند.
And of course, this is a great verse to show the Trinity in the Bible.
Yeah.
Could I use all the verses? Sure. There are many verses I can choose from. But this is the easiest one because it's all in one verse. Verse 7 spells it out. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. God is three in one.
سه تا در یکی تسلیث خلاصه.
Now,
wait, give me a second.
Yeah. Okay. اول یوحنا. Where are we stuck?
Go back a couple of minutes.
اول یوحنا 5.
Okay. We read 1 John 5, 7, 8.
387. یه بار دیگه بخونی. Let's read again. 7 تا 8.
Yeah, great verse.
آیه فوق العاده.
Now read it from the NMV.
حالا ترجمه هزار.
And I will read from the NIV.
منم از NIV میخونم.
For there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are in agreement.
زیرا سه هستند که شهادت میدهند، روح و آب و خون، و این سه یک هستند.
You see what I've done?
چی شد؟ تموم شد.
Do you see what I've done?
آیه هفت برداشته.
They have removed verse 7 and to make sure that it doesn't stand out too much
they've spread
verse 8 out over 7 and 8. Yeah, modern Bible translations simply delete this verse. And we don't have time to look at other verses like that.
But
there are many verses simply missing. Now, why is it because the translator thought these verses were not important? No, it was because they are translated from the same wrong manuscript.
کلمه و کتاب غلط ترجمه کردن که نبوده.
Do you ever get the question?
آیا تا این سال برای
Show me from the Bible
از کتاب مقدس
that Jesus
God. که عیسی مسیح خود خداست.
Yeah, I get this question quite often.
این سوال خیلی برای من.
Now, one of the verses I go to is 1 Timothy
3:16.
1 Timothy 3:16.
اول تیموتائوس 3:16.
It's actually one of the verses we use in our gospel. Explain the gospel. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached to the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. So from the Bible, Jonas.
و به یقین راز دینداری عظیم است خدا در جسم ظاهر شد و در روح تصدیق کرده شد و به فرشتگان دیده شد و به امت ها موعظه شد و در دنیا ایمان آورده به جلال بالا برده شد.
Now let's read the same verse from I will read from the NIV. And Beth will read from the NMV. Beyond all question, the mystery from which true godliness spring is great, he appeared in the flesh, was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached among the nations, was believed on in the world, was taken up in glory.
بیاییم که راز دینداری بس عظیم است. او در جسم ظاهر شد. به واسطه روح تصدیق گردید. فرشتگان او را دیدند. بر قوم‌ها معجزه شد. جهانیان به او ایمان آوردند و با جلال بالا برده شد.
What's the difference?
تفاوتش چیست؟
The Bible says God was manifest in the flesh.
And
also the NIV says He appeared in the flesh. It's He instead of God.
Now,
what meaning is lost here?
Yeah?
The meaning that God Himself came in the flesh. And of course, who is that referring to? Jesus. Yeah? This verse proves that Jesus is God. Again, can I go to other verses? Sure. But this is a great verse that hasn't changed. Okay, how many of you still think this is a language update? Just a language update.
ترجمه جدید با ترجمه قدیمی
I hope nobody thinks that.
امیدوارم همتون به این اعتقاد رسیده باشین که نیست.
Yeah, major doctrines are affected and are weakened.
یه سری از اعتقادات اصلی که مسیحیت زیر حمله قرار گرفته.
Yeah, verses are changed.
آیات عوض شده، آیات کم شده.
Supporting false doctrines.
در حقیقت اعتقادات غلط یه نفر رو خواسته به اثبات برسونه. یه سری آیه کم شده، یه سری آیه.
And also these new versions have just plain blatant internal contradictions. Let's take on from the Old Testament. Go to 2 Samuel
21:19. We don't have any other translation.
Doesn't matter. 2 Samuel 21:19.
Yeah,
and unfortunately, we do not have the TBS version in the Old Testament yet.
TBS هنوز به تحقیق ترجمه نشده.
But translate the King James, yeah?
I will read the old translation, actually.
And there was again a battle in Gob with the Philistines, where Elihan... Elhanan, the son of Jerochim, a Bethlehemite, slew the brother of Goliath, the Gittite. The staff whose spear was like a weaver's beam.
Wait. ترجمه قدیمی رو میخونم. بعد یونس ترجمه 1009 رو میخونه. باز جنگ با فلسط و باز جنگ با فلسطین در جواب واقع شد و الهانان بن یرا ارجیم بیت اللحما جلی
Second Samuel 21:19
اوکی okay. حیا جلتی را کش که چوب نیزهاشان مثل نورد جولاهگان بود
سرجان یه بار دیگه بخون 29
اوکی
اشتباه داریم 21
2 Samuel 21:19.
ارجحیم رو کشت.
Yeah. Now let me show you what the ESV says.
ببینیم ترجمه جدید
چی میگه. And you read from the NMV.
حالا یونس جدیدش بخون.
Yeah. And there was again war with the Philistines at Gob. And Elhanan, the son of Jerochim, the Bethlehemite, struck down Goliath the Gittite. The staff of whose spear was like a weaver's beam.
باز در گوب با فلسطینیان جنگ شد و الهانان پسر یعری اورجیم بیت لحمی جولیات جتی را که چوب نیزهش به بزرگی تیر نساجی بود کشت.
So, who killed Goliath?
کی گولیات رو کشت؟
الهانان killed Goliath here.
اینجا الهان بن یرا در حقیقت اون کسی که خوندین جولیات رو کشت.
Was it David or was it الهانان؟
داوود بود یا اون بود؟
David.
Yeah, this is a contradiction.
ضد نقیض داره کتاب مقدس.
Yeah. Goliath's head came off.
کلمه
yeah. جولیات
رو سرش داوود
زد. الهانان did not have
الهانان لازم نبود اونو بکشه. داوود خودشونو کشت.
الهانان killed the brother of Goliath as the Bible says.
برادر جولیات رو کشت.
Modern Bible translations are simply
اما ترجمه 1009 غلط داره.
It's an internal contradiction. It's an error. And I always wonder why none of these translators even noticed this problem. Don't they know the story of David and Goliath? If they're translating, they already had come over it.
Yeah.
Let me also give you a problem in an error in the New Testament.
یه ایراد دیگه هم در عهد جدید ترجمه 1009 براتون.
Of course, I can. There's so many of those.
زیاد این ترجمه ها.
Where things are changed, where things are wrong.
به خاطر دست برده شدن در کلام ایرادهایی که.
I'll just pick some so you have an idea.
چند تا آیه رو بهتون نشون میدم که درک کنی. لوقا.
First 33.
فصل 2 آیه 33.
Now the Bible says.
کتاب مقدس میگه.
Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him.
و یوسف و مادرش از آنچه درباره او گفته شد تعجب نمودند.
Of course, it's talking about Jesus.
برای عیسی مسیح صحبت میکنه.
Not that it doesn't say his father and mother.
نمیگه پدرش و مادرش، میگه یوسف و مادرش.
Now let me read the NIV.
اما ترجمه 1009
read the NIV.
یوسف و مادرش.
Luke 2:33 from the NIV. The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him.
لوقا 2:33. آره بخونش.
پدر و مادر عیسی از سخنانی که او درباره او گفته شد در شگفت شدند.
Oops. What does the NIV say?
اصلش چی میگه؟ یوسف
the father and mother
مادرش. ولی ترجمه جدید چی میگه؟ پدر و مادر عیسی. این حقیقت.
God is the father
خداوند
of Jesus.
خداوند پدر عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, read Luke 1:35.
لوقا 1:35.
And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God."
روح القدس بر تو خواهد آمد و قدرت حضرت اعلی بر تو سایه خواهد افکند از آن جهت که آن مولود مقدس پسر خدا خوانده خواهد.
Yeah, these modern day Bible translations have mistakes.
ترجمه های جدید ایراد داره.
Yeah, not because the translators
intended
to make that mistake.
No, it's
because they are translating from the same wrong text.
از کتابی که در دستشون داشتن.
Yeah, it's garbage in, garbage out.
آشغال جلوت باشه، آشغال تعویل میدی.
Now, looking at those two Bibles, basically.
وقتی به اون دو تا کتاب اصل عتیق نگاه کنیم.
It's not a hard choice to figure out
که بخوام به این نتیجه برسیم کدومش درسته.
Yeah, and if we know what is the right Bible, it is also easy now to pick up the right translation. Yeah, do you want to trust the Bible that says salvation is difficult? That you have to obey the commandments to be saved.
یعنی باید شریعت ها رو اطاعت کنی تا نجات پیدا کنی.
Yeah, because that's what modern day Bible says.
چون ترجمه های جدید همه داره به اون سمت میبرد.
Do you want to believe in a Bible that takes the deity of Christ?
آیا میخوایم ایمان بیاریم که تثلیث مسیح رو زیر سوال برده؟
Do you want to believe?
آیا میخوایم به کتابی اعتقاد داشته باشیم؟
A Bible that has blatant errors.
که کاملا ایرادهای عجیب و غریبی داره.
Yeah, that's not the people who cannot even figure out the story of David and Goliath.
داستان داوود و جلیات هم بلد نبودن وقتی ترجمه میکردن.
We want to believe in a Bible that is just based on a fraction of the manuscripts.
یه قسمتیش درست از کلام خداونده و بقیه‌اش نیست.
Yeah, manuscripts are even contradicting each other.
کلامایی که ضد نقیض همدیگر رو صحبت میکنه.
We want to believe in a Bible that has changed almost 30 times over a period of 150 years.
250 سال 30 بار تغییر کرده.
Is that what you want?
آیا شما to determine what you believe? اعتقاد داشته باشید که کدومش درسته؟
I don't think so.
من فکر نمی کنم
اینو. I want a Bible that is without error.
من کتابی رو میخوام که بدون عیب و ایراد باشه، همون
که خدا وعده داده. From generation to generation.
نسل به دست همه چرخید.
As God has promised.
همون رسوند. همون جوری که خداوند قولش داده بود. بدون تغییر.
I want a Bible that is based on the majority.
من کتابی رو میخوام که میخوام اکثریت اونهایی که در قدیم پیدا شده و جزئیاتش درست بوده رو اعتقاد داشته.
95% or 97%.
95% 97% کسه آیا کتابایی که پیدا شده در
I want the Bible God has preserved for me today.
من میخوام اونی که کتاب مقدس برام نگه داشته رو
اعتقاد داشته باشم.
کتاب مقدس باید از اون کتابی ترجمه بشه که به دست همه رسید.
And I have that Bible.
من اون کتاب رو دارم.
In English it's called the King James Bible.
تو کینگ جیمز اون کتاب مقدس
هست. In Dutch it will be called the Statenvertaling.
تو هلندی استاتنورتالین هست و تو فارسی TBS.
It's a TBS Bible. Of course, hopefully, very soon we have an Old Testament as well. And if your language wise is good enough, you could even read the old Persian. I understand this was not always easy.
همیشه راحت
but you're here to learn.
اما اینجا هستیم که یاد بگیریم.
You have to get better educated about
the
things of God.
که کلام خداوند و حقیقت خداوند را.
And when I was thinking about this,
وقتی به این فکر می‌کردم,
I really wished that I heard these sermons myself.
In the past,
that I preached to you in the last 2 weeks.
تو اون سه هفته که براتون موزه کردم روزهای اول ایمانم
می‌دیدم. Why? Because it would have saved me a long journey figuring this out on my own.
سفر خیلی راحتی بود که من خودم اینو به نتیجه برسم و به تحقیق کنم.
Reading different translations.
ترجمه‌های متفاوت جلوی خودم بذارم.
Always wondering which one was right.
همیشه بگم کدومش درسته، کدومش غلطه.
Hesitating to stand for certain truths.
که برای یه سری حقیقت‌ها جدی
باشم. Because of translation issues.
به خاطر ترجمه‌ها بگم شاید اشتباه می‌کنم.
Yeah, which eventually weren't translation issues,
اما
but
ترجمه
actually
ایراد نبوده.
The issues between two Bibles.
دو تا کتاب مقدس و اون دو تا اصل عتیق وجود داشت.
Not understanding this.
و اینو درک نکرده بودم.
Yeah, one Bible is corrupted.
یک کتاب دست برده شد.
The other one is the uncorruptible word of God.
و یکی دیگه دست برده نشد.
Now I don't have the problem anymore.
دیگه این مشکل رو ندارم.
Today, of course, I know where the truth is.
امروز میدونم حقیقت کجا ایستاده.
I know I can stand on it.
و میتونم رو اون حقیقت محکم بیستم.
Yeah, I can stand on its doctrines.
و میتونم به اعتقاداتش کاملا ایمان داشته باشم و با شجاعت موعظه کنم.
I can stand on the promises.
و به قول‌های خداوند اعتماد دارم بدون اینکه تغییر کرده باشه.
It makes a huge difference in my life.
این تفاوتی تو زندگی بزرگی تو زندگی من ایجاد کرده.
And I hope it also does in yours now.
امیدوارم تفاوت رو تو زندگی شما هم ایجاد کنه. که بدونین که میتونید کلام خداوند بدون تغییر بدون دست برده شده در دست هست.
Let's close with reading 1 Peter 1
اول پتروس 1:22-25 رو بخونیم و موعظه رو تموم کنیم.
Seeing you have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as the grass, and all the glory of men as the flower of grass. The grass withered, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you.
چون جانهای خود را به وراستی روح به اطاعت راستی پاک ساخته اید تا محبت برادرانه بیریا داشته باشید، پس یکدیگر را از دلی پاک به شدت محبت بنمایید. از آن رو که تولد تازه یافتید، نه از تخم فانی بلکه از تخم فناناپذیر، یعنی به کلام خدا که زنده و تا ابد باقی است. زیرا که هر بشری مانند گیاه است و تمام جلال او چون گل گیاه پژمرده می شود و گلش می ریزد. اما کلمه خدا تا ابد باقی است و این است آن کلامی که به شما بشارت داده شده است. آمین.
آمین. آمین. آمین. آمین. آمین.